Nat King Cole and the Christmas Song. And this is Bob Flavorman on the Jazz Piece. Okay, Bob just nodded off again. Anyway, hi. Yeah, cool. All right, so that was the Christmas thing. And you can see we got snow here at the El Pacifico. I found a Twitter account. There's, God knows, there's more Twitter accounts with, that are just out there than you can well imagine. Here's one I just found. Bobby Dooley. I'm kidding. although I'm not. No, I'm not kidding. Shit. All right, man. Little bit dragging here today. I don't know why either, you know, but I just am, man. Not really sure why, you know. It's not, I don't think it's lack of sleep. I don't know what it is. I thought it was like getting the flu. No, can't be the flu. Maybe the cold's coming back. I don't know. And so I'm offering. What if we had Bud just? So, Bud, want to sing us a song?
Okay, here's one called a Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Anyway, God, Bud, you sing good.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think Donald Trump, you know, because he says a celebration of Christmas, and I think it might be his Christmas gift to America, you know, to say the anal. Well, I don't know what's so funny, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, that's it. That's Donald Trump's Christmas gift to America, to give the green light to anal sex.
Well, think about it. The evangelicals.
Evangelicals.
The evangelicals have said that Mr. Trump.
I got woken it up this morning. The fucking cats, Thunder and the new cat, Brea, hissing at each other. It'll break that shit up, man. We were falling in love. Traffic. So I had repair guys over here from Time Warner, Spectrum, all that shit. And it turns out we had Wi-Fi coming off of our fucking Mac. It was not hardwired. We didn't have Ethernet. We had fucking Wi-Fi. So Jesus Christ. The Wi-Fi in this particular neighborhood here at the El Pacifico is weak because we have a lot of competing signals. We have a commercial port right next to us. And in and out of that commercial port are gigantic ships and lots of fucking Wi-Fi being used there. We have a military base, two military bases nearby. And not to mention then the neighborhood itself and the businesses and so on. So we're competing for, frequency space or whatever you call it. And that's a problem. The other problem is that, as I mentioned, we were not hardwired off the Mac. We were Wi-Fi-ing it. So put it all together, and what do you got? You know, bad signal and all that goddamn fucking crashing. And I'm so sorry, but I'm telling you, it's not going to happen again. I had him check the speed a couple times. We got really good speed here, considering that we do have all the other action. But we're not Wi-Fi-ing anymore. We are we were literally using Wi-Fi off of the off of this Mac computer. You got me, man. I'm dumb. Got me. I don't know why I did it. You'll have to ask me. Go ahead and ask me, because I can't get an answer out of me on that one. Okay. Steve.
Steve saw a documentary on, who was it, Steve?
On Johnny Wadd.
On Johnny Wadd.
You mean the pornographic actor?
Is it the pornograph?
Yeah, Johnny Wadd.
Yeah, he saw a documentary. He said it was pretty interesting about Johnny Wadd.
I just think it's funny, Bobby, saying Johnny Wadd. What about Johnny Wadd?
Well, Margaret, I know you're a bit of a prude.
No, I'm not a bit of a... Yes, all right, I could... Yes, I am sort of, but...
Yeah, I found a Twitter account here on Twitter, and it's a Kobayashi something. And I thought it was a an account of this is a cult, and these are people that this is a Russian cult.
There is literally an account on Twitter that's a Russian account that purports to be a secret society of aliens. Seriously. Because everything about it is it's against George Soros, and it's against it's in favor of the tax plan, all this shit, right? But these cats are like Planedians or some shit. They're from another planet.
These people claim to be from another planet, and they claim to be supporting Donald Trump's agenda. And I don't know whether this helps. If they are, and I'm not saying they are, but if they are from another planet, I think they're called the Planedians.
What are they called?
The Planedians.
Now, you're not telling me you believe they exist.
I'm not saying they exist. Look, if an alien race was attempting to communicate to the human race, you should. Twitter's a pretty good way.
How do you know it's not Russian?
Oh, get out of here. Everybody's a Russian now. The Planedians are saying George Soros is dangerous and that Donald Trump, you know.
Yeah, and Donald Trump's a great guy.
General, you voted for him.
All right. We were falling in love. What are we doing? Chris Norton, Bobby, and Steve. And then Vernon Dozier. There he is. This is my main man. Now, what do we got that's like a sound effect from outer space or something? God. Where are we at here, man?
Now, where do I even begin? I just built something so...
Fuck off. Jesus.
Alexa, what's the score of the Dallas game?
Currently, Dallas is tied...
Hey, you...
My mind! My mind! Oh, bullshit. Another one of these bullshit prank audio things.
All right, for you to be able to make one of these, all you need is a slinky, preferably a small one.
Uh-huh.
Some tape.
Okay.
An old can.
Oh.
Particularly.
Right. Oh, and what are we going to do?
Peanut style.
Oh, a laser gun sound effect.
A nice little diaphragm down there at the bottom. Tape it so that it doesn't...
Fuck off. I like this one the best. Now, we got what, man? Let's go, man. Here we go. Yeah. Which is what, man? And who is where? Is this it?
Podcast One has crime and mystery with shows like Cold Case Files.
Unsure.
Nope, that's not it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, fucking boy. Oh, here it is. Got it.
Hi, this is Ben Domenech, the host of the Federalist Radio Hour. We're a daily show coming to you 5 days a week from Washington, D.C., where we interview our nation's top journalists, politicians, authors, chefs, economists, entertainers, and more. If you're looking for a contrarian discussion on news, politics, or culture, give us a listen and subscribe at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or at Apple Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Phil, and all the voices you're about to hear, all of the people, the characters, they all inhabit my brain, in my mind. And we'll get on with it, will you, for Christ's sake? Hi, Phil Hendry, all of the voices and characters and different effects, all of it, it's all me. I just do this, I don't know, it started a long time ago. It's bad. It's getting worse. It's getting real bad.
Yeah, I'll bet it's getting real bad.
How do you like that, huh?
I'm Margaret Gray, and just ask me if you want to know how bad it's getting. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. Here's Phil Hendry.
So you guys planned on doing that, huh?
Yeah, I said I was going to do his name and everything.
Very inventive.
Well, it's supposed to sound better than it was.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, welcome to our program.
You know, you guys, if you're going to think up something to do, think of something, you know, witty and creative and so forth.
Well, like what?
Well, you're going to say, hi, I'm Bob... what did you say?
I'm Robert Leonard.
Why'd you say, hi, I'm Bob Leonard? What's funny about that?
Yeah, what's funny about that?
Nothing, but...
Yeah, shit.
Let's try this again. Although I can't really... here we go.
Hi, this is Ben Domenech, the host of the Federalist Radio Hour. We're a daily show coming to you 5 days a week from Washington, D.C., where we interview our nation's top journalists, politicians, authors, chefs, economists, entertainers, and more. If you're looking for a contrarian discussion on news, politics, or culture, give us a listen and subscribe at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or at Apple Podcasts.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry. All the voices you're going to hear on the show today are performed by me. Fucker.
And this is Margaret Gray.
Yeah. 1-1-1-1-2. 1-1-1-1-2. 3-3-3-3-3-3-4. 4-4-4-4-5.